Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, they will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere what the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So beautiful. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier. On the year of his death, Matteo Ricci, born in Italy. Continuation of the mission to the East. And they were one of the first disciples of Jesuits. Tomorrow we have a Jesuit become Bishop of Hong Kong, Stephen. Let us pray for him. Another thing, just remind ourselves, we are all called to be the disciples of Jesus. Whatever situations we are, Jesus is sending us there. Many times, we may not like the place, the situation, but we are sent over there, not to preach, but to live with hope, with joy, with peace. Let's ask St. Francis Xavier to pray for us in heaven. Although we are not going far to preach the gospel, but we are sent to our family, to our place of work, to witness the gospel. Jesus is present. He will do the rest. So we do the first part. To forgive, to give a helping hand, to listen, and the rest, let Jesus follow.